Anika Teshu. Simply to bring about better worldly comforts. Grishu. In houses or bodies. Ransyam. Delighting in one body after another. Either in animal life, human life, or demigod life. Animal life, human life, or demigod life. Yatha, exactly as. Vahanaraha, the monkey. Sudadara Vatsalaha, very affectionate to the children and wife. Vyavayakshana, whose leisure time is spent in sex pleasure. Translation. Just as a monkey jumps from one tree to another, the conditioned soul jumps from one body to another. As the monkey is ultimately captured by the hunter and is unable to get out of captivity, the conditioned soul, being captivated by momentary sex pleasure, becomes attached to different types of bodies and is engaged in family life. Family life affords the conditioned soul a festival of momentary sex pleasure, and thus he is completely unable to get out of the material clutches. Third part. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.9.29, Vishaya Kalu Sarvata Syat. Bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, are all very easily available in any form of life. It is stated here that the Vanara monkey is very much attracted to sex. Each monkey keeps at least 24 wives. And he jumps from one tree to another to capture the female monkeys. Thus he immediately engages in sexual intercourse. In this way, the monkey's business is to jump from one tree to another and enjoy sex with his wives. The conditioned soul is doing the same thing, transmigrating from one body to another and engaging in sex. He thus completely forgets how to become free from the clutches of material engagement. Sometimes the monkey is captured by a hunter who sells its body to doctors so that its glands can be removed for the benefit of another monkey. The monkey human. All this is going on in the name of economic development and improved sex life. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pashadine Nivashesha Shunyavani Paskatyane Shatane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This was another shloka which is very much in the mood of the previous verses, where the materialistic people are compared to monkeys who may enjoy for a little while material sense pleasures, but later become captured by a hunter. So the analogy, the living entity wishes to enjoy sex life, and later he becomes captured in family life, where the bondage to material existence is increased. This family life, which is described here, is materialistic family life, not devotional family life, where husband and wife and also the children are engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I would like to raise this morning an interesting question on these subjects. Why are people so ultimately so attracted to material life, and why do they not like Krishna? Ultimately, we hear that all of us are emanating from Krishna, very much like the rays of the sun who emanate from the sun. Like it is natural for the rays to have a connection with the sun, it is similarly most natural and most healthy for the soul to have a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, why then, if it is so entirely natural to be Krishna conscious, do people not feel attracted to Krishna? Why, for that matter, if we may ask the question a little bit more pointedly, does it also seem to be so difficult for devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness to feel really attracted to Krishna? So I will now wake up all my audience. Some of them are sleeping. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, next to the pillar, please don't sleep. And our nice singer, please give us your full attention for this lecture. We have some sleeping Matajis this morning. This moment, not. Let us now look at the benches. No, everyone is at this moment afraid. The reason why I'm requesting you to stay awake is because you will severely criticize me if I allow you to just be in the absent-minded state. See, the reason why the conditioned soul is not attracted to Lord Krishna is explained by Prahlad Maharaj, that he says, just like a magnet, or like iron is naturally attracted to a magnet. I am, Prahlad Maharaj speaks of himself, attracted to Krishna. It is very natural. However, when the iron becomes covered by something which we could call a foreign element, the rust, that attraction is no longer visible. Rusty iron does not race towards the magnet, but is keeping a distance. In the same way, the conditioned soul, which is covered by the material energy, is remaining distant from the Lord. Another reason why it is so difficult for the conditioned soul to be attracted to Krishna is that Krishna is not an object of his senses. It is described that Krishna bhakti and prema are all entirely transcendental. It's not within our immediate perception. For instance, I can see Now this room, which is before me, I can see the lions, which are made of this this wood imitation. I can see those of you who are awake, and I can also see our Prabhuji, who is just now fallen asleep again. Hare Krishna. this is possible to see with the material eyes. But how can I see something which is transcendental and which is entirely spiritual with the eyes? Not possible. I'll give you an example. I cannot see the air with these material eyes. So in the same way as I cannot see the air with the material eyes, I cannot see transcendental, the transcendental personality of Godhead with the material eyes. It's not possible. And because people cannot yet perceive Krishna in his extraordinary beauty, and also because devotees cannot perceive the extraordinary beauty of Krishna, therefore, we don't love him. It's a very sad thing. Another reason why it's difficult to love Krishna is because, or let us say, because you cannot attain the Lord with your own endeavors. This was discussed yesterday by Gokishore, Prabhuji, and our Brahmachari class. Our own endeavors are not sufficient to attain Lord Krishna. It's not that by our own strength we can attain him. This is not possible. Because bhakti and the ultimate achievement of bhakti, which is to attain Lord Krishna in a loving devotional service mode, it's just so, it's not a material science. I would like to give you an example of someone who has attained something by his own endeavors and contrast this with the path of bhakti. Please remember the example of Ekalavya. Ekalavya was a talented young man who wanted to know, to learn the art of archery. However, Dronacharya did not accept him as a pupil. Jagopal. Dronacharya did not accept him as a pupil. Ekalavya was so determined to become the best archer that by his own endeavors he began to practice every day the knowledge of archery. Now, after some time, he had attained such a great amount of skill that he was able to shoot just by hearing the other the object of his let us say an animal by his bark or by his movements through the jungle. So once it is described, the Pandavas went and they were, I believe, do not know what they particularly did, but they went to a tract of land. There was a dog which was disturbing very much. So this dog made so much noise that the Pandavas became disturbed. All of a sudden they saw from somewhere arrows flying, going through the mouth of the dog, going, another arrow went through the mouth of the dog, I believe through the tongue of the dog, and the tongue or the jaw was totally silenced by these arrows, which came flying from an unidentified place. Pandavas could not find out from where the arrows coming. Finally, they searched for the talented archer and they found Ekalavya. So Ekalavya, by his own endeavors, without the direct instruction of Dronacharya, had attained so much ability, because archery is a material science. It's in theory possible that even Bhakta Jim will become an expert archer. If you can imagine such a thing. Please do not practice, it's a very dangerous and needle temple, you know. If you don't shoot properly, then you might miss the goal and your arrows might go in the tire of a van or somewhere where it is less than desirable. So, Krishna can't be attained like Ekalavya attained his archery. So many, many people, therefore, are, let us say, perplexed. How can I attain Krishna? He's not visible to my eyes, and my own efforts are not sufficient to attain him. Lord Rama explains how it is possible. He says, you must go to a spiritual teacher. And he says that the Lord has become so kind to us that he has become visible to our eyes by the instructing spiritual master, who gives us a certain amount of training which will bring us to develop our spiritual vision. If we are properly trained, our spiritual vision will again be revived. Every morning the devotees therefore pray, Shakshudhana Diloje. Janme janme prabhu se divyo jnana hrite prakashito. The spiritual master gives us the eyes through which we can see. This is necessary to attain a new set of eyes in order to perceive Krishna. With these ordinary eyes, we will not perceive. No, please. Please. No, you are doing nice guys. Very, very kind of you. Now, there is a secret which I think what I have discussed up till now is very, very easy to understand. I think you have heard a million lectures with a similar content up till now. I would now request all of you to attentively go one step further. If you really wish to come close to Krishna, if you really want to perceive the Lord, you must in the beginning give up the desire to see Krishna and perceive him. You must develop the desire to be seen by Krishna. This is one of the many secrets of spiritual life which have to be explained in this regard. Would like to give you a little insight into this when by telling you a very interesting and compelling little example of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. May I ask you, who of you has visited in Mayapur the Chaitanya Mart, where you can also find the Samadhi Mandir of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? If you would mind, please raise your hand. This is a good number of devotees. Kalindi, you have not yet visited. Not yet. So very. There you will find a temple. Who of you remembers the deities which are worshipped by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur there? Raghunath? At this moment, no? Yeah? No? Yes, who's here? You know everything. The deities there which are worshipped by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur are called Shishiradha, Shishigandavika, Giridhari. Gandavika is the name of Radha, Rani. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was standing before the deities. Those who have seen the deities, remember, there is almost a tunnel you have to look through. It's a very narrow. If you want to see the deities, you cannot, for instance, stand. Can I show it from your side? A little to the side, because then you wouldn't be able to look into this type of tunnel to see the deities. So once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was standing there trying to have the darshan and taking darshan, a very narrow passage was there. And one of his disciples said, "Oh Guru Maharaj, it's so narrow, it's so difficult to see the deities." Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur turned around and he said, "With these eyes we never can see Krishna. What we can do is we can serve the Lord in such a way that he sees us." In other words, the devotee must stop to think he is the seer. He must qualify himself in such a way that he becomes the seen. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? You must qualify yourself in such a way that you become the seen. That is, that Krishna wants to look towards your side. Like our Matajis are now making garlands. I can well imagine that Radha Gokulananda feels extremely sympathetic to the three of you and will look your side. Oh, they are preparing the garlands which I will soon wear. So this is the whole, this is a very new concept for us Westerners and maybe also for the Hare Krishna devotees who have not sufficiently thought about this point. You must stop to try to see everything with these eyes, because these eyes can't see Krishna, even if you endeavor very hard. What you can do is become a humble servant of the servant of the servant, so that Krishna will look with pleasure towards you. "Oh, this person has served me very nicely." Hare Krishna. You will see, the moment you make this paradigm shift in your spiritual life, you will immediately become very happy in Krishna consciousness. If you just understand, I can not perceive the Lord at this stage, but if the Lord perceives me, this is the perfection of my life. There are many songs and poems in our Vaishnava literature where the devotee prays for the sight-long glance of Lord Krishna. There's also a prayer which goes like this: Munindra Vrindavanite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vakta Pankaje Nikunya Bhuvilasini Vajendra Nanda Nandini Vajendra Suno Sangate Kada Karisyasiyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. It's a prayer where the devotee prays for the glance, the merciful glance of Srimati Radharani. If we are seen by the Lord and His dear devotee, a life is given into us. The example which we find in Krishna book are the dear cowherd boyfriends of Lord Krishna. The cowherd boyfriends of Lord Krishna once went to the Yamuna, which was poisoned by the Kaliya demon. And as they drank the waters, they immediately became poisoned and fainted. Not fainted, they died. They were lying lifelessly on the bank of River Yamuna. When Lord Krishna came, he saw his dear friends lying dead and senseless on the ground. The Lord looked at them with great compassion. By his life-giving glance, he infused the life force back into the bodies of his friends, who then began to praise him and dance in happiness. Hare Krishna. So, when Krishna looks at you, Bhaktajim, you will get spiritual life. When Krishna looks at you, Kladini Mataji, you will get so much spiritual life and happiness in your Krishna consciousness that all your worries are over. We want to get the glance of Lord Krishna, Raghunath, Prabhu, so that he becomes satisfied by our service. Raghunath Prabhu is here to do essential hospital service. Do it in such a way that you think, my Lord should be pleased with me, and he should look into my direction, please. And this glance of the Lord will give you the life and the vision which is necessary to see the Lord. Very important. So yes, at this moment, our material eyes cannot perceive the Lord. Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita, where he, in the beginning of the seventh canto, where he says that he is covered for the eyes of the materialistic person with a curtain of the illusory potency. Krishna has to lift this curtain. We can't lift it. We can't even lift the clouds, the curtain of the clouds, which are before our eyes. We can happily serve the Lord, and then the Lord will become satisfied with us. So, coming back to the subject matter of this verse, which describes the conditioned soul who has become averse to Lord Krishna and who has forgotten the Lord and his relationship, we should take great inspiration that we are one of these conditioned souls who, by some indescribable mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, have received the proper trainer in our spiritual life. We have received Srila Prabhupada, who has repeated to us this very important concept. Don't try to see God, try to act in a way that God sees you. Hare Krishna. Today I'm very happy that I have finished my subject which I want to discuss this morning at a time which is not so late. We have 5 more minutes if you want to stay in the proper time. Is there any question which one of you might have which would enhance the subject matter? Yes, Nitya Ditya Prabhu.
Thank you very much for a really wonderful class. The question I have is that we can't see Krishna with these eyes, we know that. So how can we see that Krishna's seeing us?
How we can't see Krishna with these eyes? Asked Nitya Ditya Prabhu. How can we see that Krishna is seeing us? I thought very much about a very related question in my life. How can we... I would like to answer your question with a slightly different question. I hope that it is possible that you will give me the kindness so that I can properly think how to express it. How can we understand that Krishna is pleased with us? It's a similar question. The answer is, Krishna is pleased with you. You will be pleased. The analogy which we learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam is that if you water the roots of the tree, then the leaves on the tree will automatically be watered and happy. So in the same way, if you satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead with your service, you will be automatically satisfied. When Krishna looks in your way, you can't remain a miserable pile of humanity who complains to the world that it doesn't do him the favor to fulfill all his expectations. The moment you are seen by the Lord, you will be extremely satisfied and pleased. I do remember this also in relationship to Srila Prabhupada. It was 1977 when Srila Prabhupada came the last time to Europe. He came to London, and all of us went in his to take his darshan. And as we were entering the darshan experience, we felt extremely satisfied and happy to be looked upon by Srila Prabhupada. Remember, a little later we had a guru puja to Srila Prabhupada, and he looked simply in our direction and motioned like this, meaning we should dance more jubilantly. And Srila Prabhupada, the room was exploding. I mean, the devotees danced up to the ceiling of this this thing, this temple ceiling. Ooh, very rocket-like dancing. So then the Lord, or his sees you, you will feel in a similar way very inspired and very enthusiastic. And you may not be able to see it with the eyes, but you can definitely feel it in the heart. The heart, by the way, is a more reliable instrument to perceive the Lord than the eyes. The Lord can be seen through the eyes of Baba. Baba means love and affection. And this is something which belongs to the heart. And Prabhupada once said, there is a television in your heart. And God is also there. You can see God, provided you repair the machine. And this repairing process is called Krishna consciousness. You know, when you have a deranged TV, how will you receive a proper TV broadcast? The ABC News or CNN News, I believe it's called. And I have not yet enjoyed the American TV and have also no intention to do it. Then the set is all right, then you can perceive something which is broadcast from a far distant place. The same way, when your heart is properly trained, when the eyes of love are there in your mind, then the seeing is there. So the heart is a better instrument than the eyes. Yes, there was one devotee, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
We may not try to see Krishna. Is that the same as saying we don't desire to see Krishna?
I must admit to you that I'm not sure if I understood your question properly. What I understand is we may not see Lord Krishna. Does this mean that we should also not desire to see Krishna? Did you ask this?
Or? Yes. We may not, in our endeavors, try physically to see Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we're recommending. Does that mean the same as saying that we don't desire to see Krishna?
Uh-huh. When we see, we cannot physically see Krishna. Does this mean that we don't desire to see Krishna? There is a very interesting song of Bhaktivinod Thakur who says, the perfection of human life is to see Krishna. Then he, in the song, describes how this vision of Krishna is. He says, Krishna looks like a mine of emeralds standing under the Kadamba tree. And when you see him, your feet, which have been walking so long in this world, come to a standstill. You can't move any longer. And he says, tears are cascading from the eyes. As you read the song, or sing it, you get the impression that it is very important, the perfection of the human form of life, to behold Krishna with your eyes. And in fact, this is a desirable Jayagopal, when we are, it is definitely natural to want to see the object of your love. there are many verses in our Vaishnava literature that I cannot be in the separation of you any longer, my dear Lord. And another verse goes like this: another year has passed, another month has passed, a day has passed, an hour has passed, a minute has passed, and I have not beheld the Lord of my heart. And this indescribable separation. In our, when you look, however, at Srila Prabhupada's teaching, you will, Prabhupada was made very sure that seeing Lord Krishna is not a cheap thing. He wanted to make that very sure, and therefore he was preaching on this level. I was once in Hyderabad, and Prabhuji, I could understand why Prabhupada had this emphasis in his teachings. There was a man, you know, it was a large program, and at the end, a man said, yeah, my grandmother also had contact with Lord Krishna. We would hear that my grandmother would call the Lord, and then there would be a fork, and then the Lord came and drank milk from her chest. Like this, the person said, you know, I was very new in Krishna consciousness. Thought, far out we are in India. This is a very amazing country, you know, where people report such things. You know, I was so innocent that, well, most probably they would tell the truth. You know, I did not know anything about Sahajiyaism and so on. And then Prabhupada's turn came, and I mean, he had, Prabhupada asked, are you finished? And I already noticed something is wrong here. And then I remember how Prabhupada then said, quite calmly but very strongly, that as far as we are concerned, we don't say we have seen Krishna. And he talked of the Goswamis in this context who were saying, where are you? Are you now in Radha Kund, or are you on the Vamsivata tree or near Govardhan? Where are you? And Prabhupada talked a little on this subject. So I really understand Prabhupada to be very cautious. However, this does not mean that we should not aspire to behold Lord Krishna with our spiritually purified senses. It is very necessary, I believe, that our movement begins to understand the different shades of Srila Prabhupada's preaching. Yes, there was a lot of caution in his teaching. But for instance, in the 8th canto, he said the perfection of our life is to eat with Krishna, to dance with Krishna, to play with Krishna. It's in one purport. Very, very nice purport towards the end of the 8th canto it comes. And he has encouraged us, of course, to go to Krishna. Thank you very much. So, here comes our last question for today. Bhakti Jin, yes?
Mara, you were preaching with your, you're preaching, it seems like some people might wonder if the devotees are having some perception of Krishna. So, this mode of separation is there. It seems like
it seems that people think, do the Hare Krishnas have at all a perception of Krishna? They talk so much of separation, it seems they just have faith in Krishna in some ways. What is difficult to understand is that when you are, as you go deeper into the mood of separation, you are actually perceiving Krishna. It's not like in the material world where we feel separated, for instance, from the breakfast, and that means the breakfast is, where is it? It is not perceivable, it's not present. Or when a young boy feels separated from his girlfriend, it's a tragic event in his life. Oh, where is Claude Hilde? It's a German name. And he feels very unfulfilled. So, in spiritual life, the deeper you go in separation, the more you perceive Lord Krishna. It's one of these paradoxes. There's a verse by one Janardana who prays, if I should choose between union, meeting Krishna, and separation, I would choose separation. Because, listen to his logic now, because when I'm together with Krishna, I'm only together with one Krishna. But if I'm feeling separation from Krishna, I see him coming from every corner of the universe. There are many corners in the universe. If you are trained in the art of feeling real separation from Krishna, Krishna is with you. That is one of the perplexing things about Krishna Lila. When Krishna apparently left Vrindavan, and Srimati Radharani was so much feeling separation, Lord Krishna came back in a bhava form, says Prabhupada, and placed in the heart of Radharani. Hare Krishna. I can offer a little example to make you, but this is only a very vague example which will not express the secret sufficiently. My grandmother, Mimi, very much liked her only son, Ernst Günther. So, my father, his name is Ernst Günther, was with all the Nazis before Stalingrad. It's a Russian town. And the Germans were, by Krishna's mercy, totally defeated in Stalingrad. Totally defeated. They were already weak because, like Napoleon, Hitler had totally underestimated the Russian winter and how cold it is. It's just inconceivable for us. Oh. Russian winter is too much, you know. And so the Germans, half of them were frozen to death when they came to Stalingrad. There was no food for them, and most of them died. So my grandmother would always receive news from the front that our boys have died. But one day, so she really felt, oh, where is my beloved Ernst Günther? Ernst Günther is my father. I hope he has survived, but there's no chance. I mean, it says merely 2% of the German army, there is some hope that they might have survived. But one morning, she said, my son is coming today. She went to the cooking pot and cooked in a pot, some grease. Grease means farina, like halawa. Porridge, I think you say. And everyone said, yeah. This is the way to make use of your grief. But then the iron gate before the was squeaking, creak, and the grandmother said, he's here. And here she ran to the window, and there my father came, totally hungry and thin like anything, but he was living at least. So she knew by her feeling, father is coming. This is when you are really liking someone and feel very much connected to him, you will know many things about that person, even from the distance. This happens even in the material world. Like there are, I also know about certain people, how they feel at this moment, because there's such a strong relationship. It's just, you know it. It's just there. It's also there, in other words, in the material world. So if you really go into separation with Krishna, that means love of Krishna, then you will perceive the love. It's amazing, isn't it? Science. Materialism don't know all these subtle sciences, especially what the spiritual ones. So this is just an idea. It helps us to look in the right direction, but it cannot sufficiently explain what separation is. You just received the end. So thank you very much for your kindness. I wish you a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness today. Yesterday at 11 o'clock there was a lunar eclipse. That is a very unfortunate event, but you all have survived. We talked about it in the Brahmachari class. So today we can live a very nice Krishna conscious day. Lots of remembering of Krishna and so on. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.